just sit and listen. You'll be very impressed.
Guess we're on episode 9 this week. Welcome back to our show, which is the City Show Podcast.
Yes, it is.
I'm your host, Paul, and I'm here with James.
How's it going, buddy?
Not too bad. Sorry about missing last week, but it come to find out, James, your basement flooded, huh?
Yes, it did.
Nice.
That's been a long time no see, dickweeds.
How'd that go for you?
It was all right. I mean, didn't cost as much as I thought it was going to cost, so...
That's all right.
Can't complain.
Yeah. So, yeah, what we're actually going to do is...
My PlayStation didn't get wet, so it's all good.
Thank fuck.
Yeah, I would have cried.
I had an extra one for you.
Oh, sweet. I mean, it got wet.
Yeah. Yeah, so since we missed last week, I announced on our Facebook page that we're actually going to do two episodes today. And then they'll be released tomorrow. So it's Saturday today, but we're going to release them tomorrow, of course. And we'll just release them one after the other. So
Yeah. You'll
have us to listen to for 2 hours.
Lucky you.
Yeah, they'll be in separate episodes, though, so you can just download them at your fucking leisure or whatever. This week is Mr. Hanky, the Christmas Poo, episode 9. And then, of course, our next episode is going to be Damien, episode 10. So
Yep. Let's
jump into... This week, after I say quickly, obviously we're in the unsponsored studios, which is the depths of my basement. I'm not really looking for a sponsor. I don't really care. I'm just,
yeah,
it's
if
fun.
It happens, it happens. I don't,
so yeah, it gives
just
a fuck.
Doing it for fun.
Yeah. This was kind of a way for us just to get together once a week and watch some South Park
have
and then
fun.
Just come up with stupid questions
yeah.
and, you know, kind of do some research because as a fan of the show, you're really not going to go online and kind of deep dive into episodes or anything like that. This week I can't say I didn't deep dive too much, but we have some stuff lined up for you that I kind of want to go through the South Park trivia game, the original South Park trivia game, and we're going to do 5 cards each. We're just going to go through each question on there back and forth. We're not going to keep track or anything. It's just let's see how our questions differ from the South Park trivia game that originally came out. I have
the easy level on the game isn't so bad. When you get to the harder ones,
it's like 4 and 5 are pretty goddamn tough.
Yeah.
There's still some that you go, fuck,
I
do
know
that.
Yeah. And then you're like, I just can't. And as soon as you hear the answer, you're like, fuck,
God
I knew
it. And we've played the game before where you were off by like a few numbers or something
like
where there's
something so small. And I'm just like, God damn it.
And that's without watching the episodes
every
week. So, quick reminder, I guess, this is our Christmas episode. Obviously, it's only November 3rd, I think, today. It's daylight savings time tonight. And our Christmas episode, obviously, coming up in a few weeks. And that will probably fall really close to the trivia, which is nice. Because I think we're about 4 episodes away from that. So that's 4 weeks. Yeah, we're really close to... So our Christmas episode's going to be earlier than Christmas, obviously. But we will maybe do a separate trivia show just to get it closer. I don't know. We'll figure out how to do it. So let's sync up the episode right now. James is going to hit play here. And if you're following along, there's no intro. So here you go.
It's funny how there Cartman isn't singing.
Lights, please.
But the only voice I hear is Cartman's.
Yeah, I remember. I fucking hate to always say that. I remember.
Do you remember?
I remember watching this episode and I go, why is it all I hear is fucking Cartman, but he's nowhere to be found?
Yeah.
And that's one of the facts about this episode is that for some reason you hear his voice. But come to find out, there's people right here.
In the background, they're probably singing back there, but.
Exactly. But.
What I like to watch this episode is in the later part, they show those two guys you like. What's it, Fosse and...
Yeah.
They show Fosse. Their parents, like their dads,
and they're
in the bar. And I'm like, I seen that and I was like, oh, Paul probably loved that.
I fucking absolutely loved it. I don't know why. They're just my favorite character. Just because of how they just think everything is gay. Like, and again...
That's gay. You're gay.
Not in an offensive way. It's
no,
just,
it's just...
It's kind of how I grew up saying... That's gay. Oh, that's gay.
Yeah.
I might have this too loud. Hold on.
I know, like, the Comedy Central didn't want to have this scene in there, the baby fetus.
Yeah, they were going to, because originally they were going to have the fetus as something else. That's how I understood it, was that they actually changed it to a little fetus like that, where it was supposed to look like something else.
Okay.
And that's where the outrage kind of was about that.
It looks like the fetus from the fuck conjoined fetus.
Conjoined fetus lady, yeah.
Yeah, it looks just like that.
Mm-hmm. I just like how in this whole thing that Wendy's just laying there with her legs up the entire time. Okay, to jump off of this real quick, we will get back into the episode, but I finally watched all the Making of Murderers. I just want to.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody out there is watching. If you're watching,
everybody watched it. Probably.
I want to say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck. Brandon Dassey is like the funniest thing. I don't know if anybody out there. If you watch it, you have to go on YouTube and watch. Did that freeze? Just hit. Oh yeah, that's good. Not sure if anybody's watched it, but if you have or haven't, whatever, go on YouTube and watch Brandon Dassey phone call. It's fucking funniest thing I've
hearing the phone call between him and his mom.
Yeah.
It's like, Jesus Christ, these people are dumb.
Yeah.
Not that I'm a genius, but yeah, it makes me feel like one.
It's just a ridiculous.
Just every other. Yeah.
I just really like how.
Yeah.
I just really like how we told Sean at work to watch it and then
binge watch it,
and then he
binge
watched it in like a day. Both seasons.
Yeah.
And then he comes back on Monday. He's like, what the fuck?
This is bullshit.
Yeah. So now what really bugs me is now every time I say yeah, that's all I'm going to hear is
yeah.
Fucking.
Yeah.
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 That's it.
Yeah.
Is that better or worse than.
Oh.
What's going to be stuck in your head more now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that.
Anyways, that's a really good fucking documentary about obviously Stephen Avery and that Brandon Dassey guy, and I don't know. It sucks. I don't want to say no, they didn't do it, because it's a defense piece. Like, we know it's a defense piece.
They're trying to make it look like they didn't do it. They're not going to show things that make it look like they did do it.
Yeah.
But it doesn't look like they did it.
It really doesn't. Some of that.
There's just so much stuff.
The DNA inside of the vehicle is probably the biggest thing that bugs me. And of course, we've talked about it off air, is how, okay, they stabbed her in the stomach, sliced her throat in a bed, and then took her to the garage and shot her. It doesn't make any sense.
No.
And then obviously the other, the
where's all
car
blood?
DNA is like, okay, so he leaves all that blood in the car, but there's no blood in the house or anywhere.
Or in the
like,
garage.
So he
or
cleaned all that shit
on
up.
On the porch or dragging her across the grass or.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right. Yeah.
Let's get back into this episode, because people want to listen to some South Park stuff, I guess. I'm not going to lie. It's not like, I'm not a big Mr. Hanky fan.
Yeah, he was okay for the first time or two, but.
Yeah, and then he just fucking turned into like this piece of shit. Like,
I like his son with the nut in the head.
Yeah, when you meet his family, it's not bad, but like, I don't know. I just never really got into Mr. Hanky. Really, Mr. Towley either. Like,
oh, I love Towley.
He's okay.
I think when he came out, I think I was still smoking weed. So that might have been why I was.
It's legal now, so get back into it.
Now I'm good.
Okay.
I don't feel like sitting at home high with a bunch of kids running around.
Oh, well, whatever. My favorite part of Mr. Towley. Towley is probably that episode where they're going to break into the, what?
Who's the guy with the hood on?
I don't know. He's in, like, a bunch of episodes.
Always in the background.
Yeah, he's always in the background. He's got a hood on. It's really weird.
I think still yet you haven't heard Butters say anything.
No, I don't think so.
In any episode.
I don't think so. But, so with Towley, when they're going back to break into where he came from, when he goes. He's hitting all the buttons. He's like,
that's the melody to Funky Town.
That's probably that part cracked me up real hard, because it was like, dun, 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 dun. Yeah, what is going
on
with this episode?
That's the melody to Funky Town.
Love it. Okay, so December 17th, 1997. Obviously, this is the first Christmas episode of many.
First episode where Kenny doesn't die.
Yes. But
it looks like he's going to die fucking 100 times.
A whole bunch of times, yeah.
You think, no, here it comes. No, oh, here it comes.
What's
no.
funny is I didn't know that a Christmas episode existed, obviously, earlier in the season when we were talking about it. But then come to find out they skipped like a month.
Yeah.
And then make an
episode. And then after this one, I don't think the next one's until like February.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, February 4th.
Yeah, Damien was, yeah. So, obviously, 97. What we like to do is kind of go back and see what happened on that day, kind of like a throwback. James, you don't look too fucking confident in
no,
anything
I don't
happening.
Know. I just, some Reginald Victor Jones, some scientist died. I found out, like, some birthdays not on that year, on that day, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, Manny Pacquiao. Pope Francis, Eugene Levy, Chuck Liddell, a couple.
Oh, Chuck Liddell birthday?
Yeah, I mean, it's like fucking 50, but.
That's all
right. The biggest video game right at that time?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Dead or Alive for Sega Saturn?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Most popular show on
Dead
TV.
Dead or Alive?
Dead?
What was Dead or Alive?
They had it out for PS1, too.
Okay, but. I was going to say, because if. Swear I played that, but I don't remember playing it on like Sega. It's fucking sun's bright there, eh?
Yeah, right. Fucking.
We're recording a little bit earlier, so now that all the sun is in a different position.
Yeah, there's two people whose birthdays were actually on the day it aired. But I don't know these people.
Okay.
Maxo, some rapper. I have no idea who he is. Never heard of him before. And then Nikitha Baines, some tennis player.
Nikitha. That's a sweet name.
She might be a tennis player. Sometimes they're hot. I don't know.
Is she hot?
I don't know. I didn't look her up.
Let's look her up. Let's see.
What you can look up that fucking rapper, too. Maxo.
Nikitha Baines?
N-A-I-K-T-H-A-B-A-I-N-S.
B-A... Like that?
Yeah, I believe so.
Nikitha Baines? Are you sure? Oh, no. Right here.
I think it's Nikitha.
Well, let's see. Oh, hold on. Tennis. Maybe I'll put in tennis. No.
No.
No. She's not hot.
No, she's not.
She actually looks like she's like a 14-year-old. Oh, okay. Older there.
She's not ugly. She's not hideous, but she's not hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know who this rapper is either. M-A-X-S-O.
M-A-X-S-O? Maxo Rap? I hope he has some sick... A white 16-year-old rapper?
Sure. I didn't look him up.
Lil Maxo, Jesus Christ, November 26, 2007, do we dare click this?
Sure, why not?
It's like a interview or something. I don't know, let's see. We've had some bad music on this show. E-Bombs World.
Oh, fuck, I remember that site. Oh, stealing Bow Wow's beat? His name is Lil Maxo. Oh, I fucking know this. I know who this is now. I've seen him on TV a bunch of times.
Oh, four-year-old, okay.
That's old, but yeah, okay, I know who this is, Lil Maxo.
That looks awful.
He was in a movie. I can't remember the fucking movie's called.
Now you're going to look it up.
Yeah.
All right, well, while you look that up, so that was all your birthdays and whatever?
Yeah, I didn't really find that much.
Here's an exciting thing that I found. You know what popular TV show was at the time?
Robot Wars.
Hell yeah, Robot Wars.
Actually, I have that written down.
I fucking love Robot Wars. Did you watch that growing up?
No.
Really?
No.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I didn't watch it at all.
Oh, that's disappointing. I thought I'd take you for somebody who'd watch Robot Wars and appreciate it.
I honestly have no idea what it is.
You don't? Okay. People.
I don't think, at least. Maybe I did. I just couldn't.
Whoops.
The name doesn't.
I think Mel Gibson's fucking racist. Yep. Here it is. Hold on. Robot Wars. Let's see. Sorry, people. I really have to show them what Robot Wars is. And for any of our... Like,
oh, okay, yeah, I remember that. I didn't like it.
You didn't like this?
It was okay, but it wasn't a...
Fucking crazy? Look at this shit.
Oh,
this is awesome.
Yeah, I remember that. I wasn't a huge fan. It was alright, but...
I thought it was cool. They had, like, I can't remember all the main guys from Robot Wars, but there were some really fucking cool robots that people made with, like, saws attached to the front, or you had the guy that walked up or came up and he had like these mechanical flippers and just like tried to go under. Oh, fucking cry about it. Don't you have a hat? Yeah, put a hat on.
I can't. My fucking headphones don't fit over top of it.
I don't know how I can. There you go. You're good. You look like an idiot, but yeah. You're good.
Is that any different than any other time?
No, that's why you're fine. It'll go away in a second. Pretty cloudy out, no?
No, not really.
Look what's going on with this episode. I don't know what's going on. It just keeps going, like, in and out of, like...
I like, just a second ago when they're at that scientist guy, and he's like, stupid wop dago.
Stupid wop dago, yeah.
Elephants go, beep, 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 beep.
So anyways, with Robot Wars being awesome, next coolest thing that happened, Lakers versus Bulls on this day, 2/97, December 17th, Kobe Bryant versus Michael Jordan. Talk about a fucking sweet game to watch. Jordan, 35 minutes played that game. Guess how many points?
42.
36.
Oh, that was close.
5 rebounds, 4 assists, and then you had Kobe with 29 minutes. Guess how many points?
30.
33 with 2 rebounds and 2 assists. Final score?
126 to 115.
Nah, Bulls win 104 to 93. No. So
I thought, I'm like, well, maybe some other guys put in some points, actually.
No, it was pretty much them. Not a big basketball fan, but it's always cool to see Jordan versus Kobe kind of thing pop up. And oh, just move your fucking chair over. You'll be all right. Remind me of my son. He comes down here. And the sun will come through that other window over there.
Yeah.
And he'll, like, stand there and stare at me, and then he'll see the sun, and he's like... He'll look away, but then he'll look back at it, and he's like... I'm like, is it bright? He's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he kind of does the dassy there. He's like...
Yeah.
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 Okay, as you mentioned, this is the first episode with Mr. Hanky. So, I kind of came up with a question, just to kill some time. Kill off one of the two characters, Hanky or Tally.
Hanky.
Quickly, like that.
Boom, gone.
You like Tally more than the Hanky?
Step on that piece of shit.
Literally.
Yeah, literally.
But your, then your shoe's going to...
Well, no, I'm going to use your shoe.
My shoe?
Yeah. Oh. Those really beat up, dirty ones you wear when you come into work.
Sometimes. You like those?
No.
I have two pairs of those, and they look the same.
That's why I'd use those, because you probably wouldn't even notice.
Those are the best shoes I've ever owned. That's why I still have them. I don't know. I kind of thought about it too, and I'm like, Hanky probably as well. When we were talking about it, sorry, this was my favorite part of the episode here. Maybe, I don't know, it's hard to pick.
Hanky and his coffee cup?
When he looks down and he just sees a turd floating around his coffee, just the way that it's floating there. Yeah,
you sick little monkey.
Mr. Hanky, I'd probably kill off just because. I don't know. It's
I don't know. When was the last time Mr. Hanky was even in an episode?
Like this week, he was helping.
Oh, and the news. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, the news. I haven't. I try to collect all the episodes before I watch.
You just watch the whole season.
Yeah, I kind of want to watch the whole season through, just because I'm like, I know they're one-off episodes now, which is nice. They don't like go into each other too much, which is great. Like last season, where fucking the whole storyline was, you know, Cartman with his girlfriend and him being depressed, which is the weirdest Cartman I've ever seen.
Yeah, Cartman's never depressed.
But yeah, Hanky, I could get rid of him. I think his voice is kind of annoying, and he's just... It's just a weird, weird character. I mean, Tally obviously is just as strange, but he's used just enough, whereas I think Hanky was used a little bit more, and now he's... I don't know what's going on. And I think he's just being used more now, and it's kind of... I'm just being annoyed by him.
Yeah, but I'm not a fan.
So, like, I wrote down here, too, I like these early seasons from, like, season 3 to about 14. I have come around to these first seasons, too. Like, I don't know. The episodes are actually not as bad as I once thought.
Oh, I like them. I
do like them. Like, I was watching these today while making food, and then I could hear my wife laughing at certain points because she remembered them from, like, when we binged watch them. Fuck, a long time ago. She never watched South Park before we started dating.
Yeah.
And then she just fell in love with like Cartman and the whole show.
There's only a couple episodes in the first few seasons that I really don't like.
Yeah.
The Pip, 100%.
Well, I don't think a lot of people like Pip.
That, I'm not a huge fan of the Jackoffosaurus episode.
Really?
Not a big fan of that one either.
I don't find it too bad.
I find the Jackoffosaurus so annoying that it just can't. Watch the episode more than.
I want to talk closer to the mic there.
Yeah.
There you go. Like in the front here. Anyway, what I really like about this episode is the fact that the townspeople, just like now, everybody's offended by everything.
That's what's funny, because back then people weren't as offended about everything, but they did an episode about everyone being offended about everything.
Do you wonder if maybe that's just because now we're growing up and we're kind of seeing all that? Like, it's not like I watch the news. Like, I hear about it now, and like with podcasts and stuff, you can, everything's out there now. Like Twitter, you can get information so fast, and people are so
way more ways for people to cry about everything.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong, there's a lot of pissed off people now, but I wouldn't be surprised if there's still a lot of people being offended by shit before.
They just didn't have the way to get it out there, and nobody really cared.
Yeah, exactly, because the internet was in its infancy, really, and there was no... When did Facebook even come out? That came out in, like, 2001? Maybe?
I think it was right near the end of... I was near the end of high school, or right at the end of high school, so I'm thinking, like, 2004, 2005.
Okay, yeah, so, like,
once... Because it came out first just for, like, the guy made it for like his university or whatever, yeah. Right, so but I think by the time it came to like just the general public, it might have been like 2004 2005, right around there.
Yeah, what if you moved your chair over a little bit and then you just swung your mic out? You think that would work? It is pretty fucking bright down here. I took down the blinds like the day one that we moved in.
Jerk.
Yep. Okay, so anyway, in this episode, obviously the townspeople are offended by everything. And then South Park introduces a literal piece of shit to represent Christmas, which is...
In this part, too, where they're doing this little commercial.
Yeah.
There was actually... Because it shows the part like where, like, oh, the baby ate the shit, but they don't show it. They actually recorded her eating it, and then they're like, no, we can't. We're not showing that. You can show it, like, so it's just like people think she ate it, but we're not going to actually show her biting into a chocolate, but that looks like a piece of shit.
What's great is that you still couldn't do this now. Like, no. There's no way. I mean, South Park now might do it.
I don't even think they would do it.
I don't know. I mean, when I saw that, I fucking died. Just having a kid now, that just made me laugh so hard. Especially when she's like, I wish Dad was still alive. Like,
I wish Dad was here to play with a piece of shit with us. Fuck.
First episode with Father Father Maxie, Gerald Broflovsky, Mackie, and Craig. Craig has been in the background of episodes, but he hasn't said anything. I'm pretty sure.
What did he say in this one?
Well, that's what I was trying to figure out, because I was reading about how, like, I know that Craig in this one...
I know in the next one he says something.
Yeah.
And Damien.
Okay. No, I definitely wrote it down for this episode, but anyway. He's around here somewhere, and you see Bill and Fosse in this episode a lot more, too. Like, he's just standing there.
Yeah, they're in the background there, yeah.
Yeah, where is Craig in this one? Because I wrote that down. Oh, and there's White Token again.
When they show Token in a different part where he's like, again, black hands, white face.
Do they show that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've done it a few times now, like throughout the season, where it's white face, black hands.
I wonder if... Well, yeah, okay. I was going to say, white, I wonder if it
White
was,
Token is awesome.
It can't be...
It's funny.
It can't be mistaken at this point.
No, they're doing it on purpose. For sure.
It's got to be.
They think it's funny.
Yeah. Father Maxie, come to find out, obviously, he's not as bad as everybody thinks he is, I guess. He kind of admits that, you know, he's not a child rapist, but he admits that he knew about it and all that stuff. Now, obviously, then he's just a regular
just this first
priest,
there,
whatever.
So.
Mr. Mackie is a great character in the show. I think he's based off of, I think it was Trey Parker's guidance counselor, Mr. Lakey or something like that.
Oh, I don't know the name, but I knew it was, yeah. He's cool. He's funny.
Yeah, I like how, like, awkward he is. And as far as awkward, I mean, like, he's sitting in his chair and his legs are, for some reason,
all
just...
All the way up to his chest.
All the way up to his chest, and the chair is just regular. He just seems like he's this, like, giant of a man.
I like the episode with the... When he gets on drugs, he, like, takes this tie off and his head kind of just...
Oh, yeah.
Inflates. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Did you have any notes? Because I did want to jump into... Oh, and if you want to see White Token again, 2038 into the episode. But did you have any notes? Because I did want to jump through this, like, trivia here before this episode ended. And
no.
I think we're pretty close to the end, actually.
I got nothing else on this one, so besides, like, our trivia.
Okay. So let's do this trivia. This is the South Park trivia from the game that came out in 2004 or 5, I can't remember. There's the end of the episode, so it'll will be a little bit longer today, but no big deal. Yeah, I don't know. I put my drinking in. Whatever fucking year it came out. Did you know that this existed at the end?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, let's go through this real quick.
Okay.
Do you want to go first?
Sure.
Maybe we won't do 5 cards. That's a lot of questions. Maybe we'll do like 3. I don't know.
You just do 1.
Maybe 1. Let's do one.
This episode, 1 next episode.
Sure. Yeah, there's a lot of cards in a lot of episodes. So.
Okay, so. Okay.
I'm picking this one.
What country does South Park Elementary play in the Dodgeball Championship?
In what country?
What country does South Park play?
The Dodgeball Championship?
In the Dodgeball Championship.
Oh, wow. What level is that?
That's 1.
That's 1?
That is 1.
It bugs me because I want to say the U.S., but it's not right. Yeah. Wow, I thought level 1 was going to be much easier than that.
It usually is.
I didn't get this one before. China?
Boom! Okay. Correct.
All right.
Gotta think of them slanty eyes.
Jeez. Yikes.
Yeah. Yeah.
What group comes to South Park Elementary to teach the kids about the dangers of smoking?
Butt so, out?
Yeah. Butt out. Butt out. Yeah. Okay, that was level 1. So let's go to level 2.
Okay. What television show comes to South Park to help find out who shot Mephisto?
Oh, Christ. I remember all that. That's actually coming up in a few episodes, right? Yeah.
End of the season, right?
Yeah, it's the end of the season. And I remember it was a really popular, I'm pretty sure it was a really popular TV show at the time.
Yeah, it's still on the air, I believe.
Is it?
I believe.
Who shot Mephisto? Was it this
guy?
Was it
this guy? Was it Bob Brady?
Yeah.
Was it the 1997 Denver Broncos?
Wow. I can't think of what show that would have been. I'm just going to go with like America's Most Wanted or something
yep.
like that. Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Okay. I knew it was a really popular TV show at the time. And okay, good. Thank God. Who is telling the story of the Woodland Critter Christmas? It's kind of...
Eric?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it says Cartman...
Because I think Eric tells a story, but it sounds like Stan's voice, and then it goes to him telling the story in class, right?
It's him at the end is telling the story in class. Yeah. Then he's basically trying to kill Kyle at the end of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cartman is reading it aloud in Mr. Garrison's classroom.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, number 3. I've had a tough time with 1
I'm
and
not
2.
Without my anus. Who is trying to rid the world of Terrence and Phillip and their horrible fart jokes?
Oh, is it a group of people or is it one person?
One person.
Sheila? Or, Broflovsky, yeah.
No.
Oh, it's not?
Scott.
Scott Tenderman. Oh, yeah, fuck. God damn it. Goddamn Canadian
God
ass.
Goddamn polygooks.
Goddamn polygooks! Fart-loving Eskimos.
The Native Americans want to buy the town of South Park in order to build what? That's a level 3. Yeah, I remember that.
Was it a mega highway to the casino?
Yeah, a super highway from their casino to Denver.
Yeah.
Fuck. Goddamn. Pretty good at this. All right, level 4, so we're getting...
Level 4. And Carmen's mom is still a dirty slut. Who is the first person eaten by the group trapped by the blizzard?
Oh, yeah. I remember that. I just can't remember who's number 1. And I'm going to say number 1 is the bus driver.
Eric Roberts.
The fuck is Eric Roberts?
Because they have America's Most Wanted there to do the show, and
they're filming
the
outside of the bus.
No. They're filming inside the gym or whatever, or like the city, wherever they are. They're filming for America's Most Wanted, reenacting like Mephisto's shooting. And Roberts is playing that fucking little Mephisto's little guy. So and they're like, well, fuck, no one's gonna miss Eric Roberts. He's fucking dumb. So they eat him first.
Fuck, that was a good one. I think she was eaten second, maybe.
I'm not sure.
Or no, does she get? Oh no, she leaves. That's why. Yeah, she gets off the bus and leaves. That's why I thought she was dead, but she's not dead because she doesn't die until that the left-handed killer episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck. Whose doll do the boys try to find in Lil Crime Stoppers?
Oh, fuck. I have no idea.
Yeah, Sarah Peterson.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
That's tough. That's only See, now we're getting to the point where they're tough just because they're like super specific.
Number five.
Without watching the episode.
What is Cartman's dodgeball number?
Cartman's,
on his jersey.
Cartman's dodgeball number.
It's probably his weight too.
Oh, is it three numbers?
It's three.
Oh, yeah. It's three numbers. That's okay. 132. I don't know.
325.
325. I was going to say double zero, but.
Yeah, I wouldn't have got
that. I think he was double zero in the football episode, maybe.
I believe. Yeah, I think he was.
That's why. Okay, so whatever. Yeah, that was tough. At the end of death, which.
We just watched.
What reason does Grandpa give for planning a trip to Africa?
Oh, because. Tons of people get eaten by a safari every year.
How many people?
Fuck.
How many?
I don't fucking know. 500?
400. Over 400 people are eaten naturally by lions in Africa every year. So, yeah.
Nice.
Not bad.
Nice.
So, that's just a little bomb. I mean, that was actually a lot tougher than I remember, but fuck it all to hell. Let's do our trivia, and let me get that music going, and I can drink my beer.
Okay, any questions?
Fuck. Gotta make sure I'm pulling up the right questions here. Here we go. Because I have next episode there. Okay. Let me close this. We'll go here. Oh, yeah, we're doing pretty good, damn good for time here. What's the score? You got an update for us?
I have 25. You have 22.
Out of 35?
40.
Four. It's getting worse and worse every week.
Yeah.
Every time I ask, it's five more questions. I guess I'll start it off.
All right.
And we'll start off at the very beginning of the episode. How many kids are singing at the start of the episode, excluding Cartman, and not including, now that we have an assumption that the kids were behind the curtain singing?
None of them.
How many
just
kids
the, just
in that,
the kids in the stand there?
Right in the front there.
Oh, fuck, I don't know, 12.
15.
Damn. Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, there's a row of four at the top,
that's
five
one.
In the middle, and six at the bottom.
That's a good one.
God damn right it was.
All right.
Hold on.
Wrong! Try again, dumbass!
Gotta make sure I...
yeah.
Throw in the sounds.
All right. How many times throughout the episode does Mr. Hankey come to life?
Ooh. Wow, that's a good one. That's something I definitely didn't pay attention to, but if I can think in my head, five, six, five. Five.
Are you sure?
Five.
Yeah, okay. Five.
Correct.
Haha.
Correct.
I sensed your, I saw you moving to the mic, and I thought you were going to go, no, you're wrong. And then I was like, wait, I want to say six. Five just seems like a weird, I don't know. It was kind of like one of those throw it up there numbers.
Yeah.
And then I was like, no, don't say five.
Yeah. But, five, six, five, five. Sorry, no, it's not five, six, five, five. Sorry, just no, five.
Yeah. What kind of bird poops in Kenny's mouth at the start? They're all catching snowflakes in the air, and then a bird flies by and shits in Kenny's mouth, which is great.
It looks like an eagle.
Yeah. That's what I wrote down because okay. I paused it on the bird. And it
I mean, you don't
like
know for sure. It doesn't say, hey, an eagle shit in my mouth, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. When they're doing like the test with those research guys, like what words offend people?
Yeah. Stupid wop dago.
Yeah. What's the third word he says?
The third one?
Yeah. The third word.
Okay. Well, there is that. It was something stupid, and it related to something else, like camel or something. Yeah, camel.
Yeah, camel.
Yeah, okay. Because they say camel, stupid wop dago.
Bench, I think, was one.
Chair.
I think the last one was bench, though. He says the dago, and then I think he says bench after Maybe. The dago. After yeah. the dago.
What is Jimbo offended or pissed off about? When they're asking, okay, what are people offended by?
Flaps on coffee lids.
Goddamn.
If you
right.
didn't want to spill coffee on yourself, don't fucking drink it while you're driving.
Well, the flaps are stupid because when you peel them back, especially at Tim Hortons, you peel them back and then you go to, and sometimes they don't line up and clasp. So do you ever see me drinking coffee at work? If the coffee lid is broken, I'm like, I go like this and I kind of like drink under it. Stupid. So yeah, that was three questions, right? Yeah, three. Okay. So I'm on four.
No, you're on, you've only had two so far.
Oh, I've had two. Yeah.
So this is your, third one.
All right.
Okay. Who is offended by Christmas lights?
Like, what do you mean?
When they're saying, oh,
is it a specific person or is it?
It's like a, it's a group of people.
Oh, a group of people. So it's Christmas light. Yeah. People with epilepsy.
Ding. You got it.
Yeah.
Oh, you're tree for tree, son. Yes.
Goddamn right I am. I'm studying.
Yeah. Goddamn polygook.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking dassy. Okay, next question. What is written in poo on the mirror in Kyle's bathroom?
Oh, Noel.
Yeah. And that is French for Santa, if you Americans don't know that.
Americans.
Yep.
All right.
So that was four questions. All right. So
what is what does Mr. Garrison ask the mayor? And the mayor's like, is there anything else?
Yeah, get rid of the Mexicans. Okay. Yeah, that's an easy one. I gotta find more.
Yeah.
Find more of these. All
right, question five for me.
Question five. Let me see if I can find you a really tough one. I have so many here that obviously we're gonna go through, but.
I don't have, all my questions are pretty much done now. I got one more for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or two more.
Do you want to ask yours first before, you have two more?
I got one.
I just want to make sure I don't ask you something that maybe.
I got three.
Oh, okay. So.
I got. I know the one I'm going to ask you.
But we won't duplicate then. Okay, going back to the words that offend people, what are the words that people are not offended by?
Chair?
Yep.
Sand?
Yeah. Nice.
Not bad. Yeah.
Four for five, okay.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
What's Cartman getting for Christmas?
From who?
What's he getting for Christmas? When they look through the parents' shit to find out what they're getting for Christmas.
Oh, the Ultra Vibe Pleasure 2000.
Boom.
Damn right.
Big old ka-ching, deal, though. Ka-ching, ka-ching. So
that means
you got five for five.
Fucking perfect this week.
Yeah.
So sweet. I don't have anything to say that I'm the weak strongest link or whatever. But
I'm still up two. 29-27.
What I gotta say about that. You know why you're losing or you're only up by two?
I was up three and then I got four to five. You got five out of five.
Gay. That's why.
Because I'm pretty gay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Okay. Let's jump into the extra questions. And then just to remind everybody now, jump onto our Facebook. Just leave us a review.
Wait, no.
On the
what the fuck? I got way more questions I could have asked you.
Oh,
on
you
the
fuck.
Other side. And there were and there were harder ones.
Are you sure they're not Damien?
No, they're 100% not Damien.
Okay,
and good. I look at them like, fuck.
Yeah, you fucked up.
I fucked up because now I had some harder ones. I didn't want to ask you the fucking Ultra Vibe Pleasure 2000.
Uh-huh.
Well, let's ask these
okay.
ones anyways.
Well, hold on. Let me remind everybody to just hop onto Facebook.
Son of a whore.
If you're already there to kind of go, to find us, whatever, just leave us a review. Just say, hey, blah, blah, blah. You can write that. I don't really give a shit. As long as they don't have star rating or anything.
Hey, blah, blah, blah.
As long as you could throw a recommendation, that counts, I guess, on Facebook, and that will
share it with your friends. Get them to come like it, too.
They'll boost their egos a little bit, I guess. So, City Show on Facebook. If you want to maybe be a guest on the show or anything, just talk some South Park with us. Drop
send
us a line
a message
on Facebook or send us an email, thecityshowpodcast@gmail.com. Tune in also in a few weeks. We're going to have that trivia, which is filled up. Three spots are filled up.
Yeah, unless somebody backs out.
Yeah,
but
10 questions of trivia for those people. They're going to get all the same questions. They're going to range from maybe we'll have like two that we've already asked, and then they'll get harder from there. Like just level one stuff all the way up to level 10, which is going to be fucking next to impossible to answer. I already know one of the nine or ten that's gonna
be. We
got
that one.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's
so
a toughie.
That'll be the right near the end.
I mean, if you nail that, then I'll just send you.
Then you deserve to win.
Yeah,
for sure.
Exactly. So you'll get all 10 questions. Most right wins a South Park pop. That'll be fun. So send us that. Fuck it. Okay. Just do these extra just do all that shit. Just get on Facebook.
Let's do these extra questions.
Okay, let's do that.
Who is the composer
Philip
for
Glass.
The kids play? Oh, that's a good... Got that. Nice, nice.
God damn right.
Doesn't count, but...
Nope. I already got 5 for 5. I don't care. In what musical key does Cartman want to sing Kyle's mom is a stupid bitch?
D minor?
C minor.
C minor. Fuck.
Yeah. See, that's like... That reminds me of your level 5 when we're doing the...
Yeah.
The other trivia is like... You're always off by something like really small. You know what it is.
Yeah.
It's just, you're right there. Go on.
I think I only have like how many candles are on Jesus' birthday cake?
Like at the end?
Yeah.
4. Okay, let me see. Okay, that. Oh, how many people are taking the Are You Offended study? And that's my last question.
6?
Yeah. Nice.
What does Mr. Garrison say Kyle's mom's raising him to be?
Oh, yeah. I can hear, I don't know. I can't
remember. Pagan?
A pagan, yeah. I knew it started with a P. It obviously wasn't pussy, but...
some easy ones.
Well,
who does Mr. Hankey come visit on Christmas?
Kyle?
No, wrong, actually. Anyone who eats fiber.
Oh.
So you would have got that wrong.
That's true. Yeah, good point.
Where do they send Kyle when he... After he's playing with the shit.
To the mental ward.
Yeah. And then where does Cartman draw the line? This is where I draw the line, says.
Yes. Yeah, I can't remember exactly what he says. But it was like something about pieces of shit on Christmas or whatever.
Talking poo.
Talking poo, yeah.
Talking poo is where I draw the line.
Yeah. Cartman has a soul, apparently. Maybe?
No. No, he doesn't. No, he's an asshole.
Alrighty. So, as you people know, then I guess we're going to be recording Damien shortly. And thanks for listening to Mr. Hankey, and we'll find some other interesting stuff to talk about in the next episode. Cool?
Baby! Cool.
So, again, jump onto our Facebook, leave a review, City Show Podcast, send us an email, thecityshowpodcast@gmail.com. And I know there will be another contest coming out soon. It's going to be a review contest. The only reason I want you guys to review is anybody who's reviewed our page is going to be entered to win something. I'm still trying to figure out what the prize is going to be. I'm trying to make it obviously South Park related, but I don't know if I want to do another Man Bear Pig sticker, which Tara will be getting hers next week. It's in the mail. I just sent it out on Thursday. So yeah, that's it. Let's get going from this one. We'll be back soon, I guess.
Go on to the next one.
Alrighty.
It's hard to be a Jew on Christmas. My friends won't let me join in any games. And I can't sing Christmas songs or decorate a Christmas tree or leave water out for Rudolph. Don't